Good evening, and welcome to Dan Bain's Sleepy Time Mumbles, a podcast you can't miss. I am Dan Bain, and every episode I improvise a low-stakes podcast for you to fall asleep to. I'm delighted to announce that the multi-month ongoing large project process is finally coming to an end. I can see the light at the end of the tunnel for this. If you'd like more details on that, all of them are available in my newsletter, link in bio. But suffice to say, once these large, all-encompassing projects complete, things like Sleepy Time Mumbles being able to be twice a month, for example, becomes a more feasible possibility. So, hang tight, friends. Hang tight. Easy days are coming. Time to take your foot off the accelerator and go back to back to normal. If you demand a more in-depth view as to when exactly that might happen, as mentioned, you can sign up for my newsletter or follow me on some sort of social media. I'd rather you did the first one. I'm really trying to get off the social media, but you know what it's like. The expectation to not just make the things, but also cultivate the audience for it. Ah well, so are the times we live in. You could also rate and review this show on Apple Podcasts or whatever. But not now. All that can wait. For now, put down your phone, turn off your screens, and close your eyes. Now it's time to be mumbled to sleep. Season 5, Episode 3. How is this even possible? How is this even possible? Every time I begin a new episode of the show, I say, each episode I improvise a low stakes podcast for you to fall asleep to. But what is that? What does that mean? And again, how is that even possible? This evening, I will attempt to reveal the man behind the curtain to illuminate how the sausage is made. Maybe that will be useful for me, and maybe it will be restful for you. The pedantic will, of course, say, well, you do say improvise a low stakes podcast, but some episodes have not been improvised. Some of them have just been reading. For example, I remember the one you did where you read the instruction manual for the camera flash. That was not improvised. Also, there was that other one where you read the terms and conditions of purchasing a 2016 Toyota Prius. Actually, it might have been a 2012 Toyota Prius. I think it was. Irrespective of the year of manufacture, those terms and conditions, they weren't improvised. Also, more recently, you did an episode where you got 5 out of copyright classic novels and read a random page from them, and then another page. That probably was not improvised either. So, are you a liar? I think those are the 3 episodes that are the exception to the general modus operandi of the show. I can't think of any other ones that follow that methodology. But in the interests of accuracy, you are correct. those three episodes, three of 78 episodes, 50 of which are always free and available, a growing catalogue of which are subscriber only. Those three of 77 were not improvised. I had to think up a conceit for those episodes, yes. But I did just read the I tell you what, the other one was, I read the season program to Little Andromeda Winter 2021 or something, 2022, something like that. That was another one that was not improvised, so that's four. I've been caught out in another lie. I can only apologize. It's not that I actively attempt to mislead. It's that it is my nature. The first phase of creating any episode is the most difficult, which is, what is the name of the episode? Because usually, if I can think up a good conceit for an episode, I can probably run for approximately 25 minutes on the subject. This episode, for example, is fine. I'm sure, go through the process of self-investigation required to reflect on my own process. Will it be a firm favorite? Unlikely. Some firm favorites of mine are pseudo-medieval sword adventure, because with that I just draw on a childhood and teenage years of reading a lot of fantasy novels, and just riff on that. It amuses me. Another good series is Radiohead albums from memory. I think the next one is Amnesiac. Yes, I believe it is. And I came up with the idea of the ones where you visualize your brain as something. Sometimes those are fun. Anyway. Oh, and the uneventful reminiscence, where I remember something low impact that has happened, weirdly harder than it might seem, because we tend to remember eventful things more so than uneventful things. So, the title or the conceit for the episode is definitely the key element of the creative process. Now, I have had the misfortune to work as a professional improviser, you know, on the comedy stage, like the Whose Line Is It Anyway, or the theatre sports. I've had the misfortune to do that for a large part of my living since ...2002... That's a long time to waste on a frivolous skill set. So is that the solution? Is that the great answer? There is no technique or mechanism or recipe to be had. It is just sheer experience and the product of the interminable 10,000 hours technique. Is that all that it is? In many ways, yes. Of course, some episodes come easier than others. Some just flow from the top of the dome to the tip of the tongue to the ribbon of the microphone to the internet to your ears. But other ones, I quickly find that what was a, or rather what seemed like a fruitful idea or topic, is an exercise in tooth pulling. And it is in these ones, perhaps, where technique is required. That is the mark of differentiation between the amateur and the professional, is it not? The amateur waits for inspiration, and when is inspired, can create effortlessly. When they are not inspired, however, it is too hard, so they desist. The professional is not afforded the luxury of waiting for inspiration. and must create on demand, irrespective of their feelings, irrespective of are they in the mood, are they in a flow state, have they had a couple of drinks and a nice meal, and are they feeling comfortable? The professional must create on demand and lacking in inspiration. And it is in these moments that technique is required. What are my techniques? One, when in doubt, start saying words, much in the way that a writer cannot edit a blank page, so too an improviser cannot begin to actually improvise until they begin to speak. Being stuck in your head thinking is writing, just not good writing, because it's not written down, it's just thoughts. Starting to speak, irrespective of what comes out, engages the performative part of the brain. I'll say a word. Another word must follow. And so on and so forth. When in doubt, speak. Secondly, I always allow myself to surprise myself, and if I am surprised, I will chase down the tangent. Say I'm talking about snakes, a subject I know very little about, and then I say something about a snake wearing a hat. Let's not just let that pass by. Let's talk about snakes wearing hats. Let's talk about cobras and caps. Let's talk about fanged reptiles and fedoras. Let's talk about vipers in very nice hats. Yeah, for example. I didn't say it would be a good example, I'm just saying it's an example. The examples can't all be good. I have to put some bad ones in, so you'll know I'm making it up. Chase tangents. That's the other one. What else? Rule number three. This is a easy one for Sleepy Time Mumbles, and it's it can be boring. That is a less useful forever technique in the live performance context, where it can be boring for a bit, and it's probably quite useful if it's boring for a bit, because you can use that time to build useful things like narrative platforms or character relationships or status dynamics, etc. And they will be the platform that allows you to springboard into the backflip and tumble turns of comedic improvisational excellence. But in Sleepy Time Mumbles, I don't even need that second part. It's all set up. No payoff. All platform. No twist. Ooh, ooh yeah. Sometimes people will leave a review saying, "This show is too funny. I'm actively trying to suppress that gland." You know, the comedy gland from whence all humor secretes. It's that kind of my apologies. Another type of show I just remembered that I sometimes do is an interview one where I do my own voice and then I do another voice also, and I have an imaginary conversation with myself. Oh, what's that like? It's a pretty good technique, but I have to be careful with it, because sometimes when I like to do a funny voice, it is too funny or too voice. And part of the charm of the show is not just that the content is listenable enough, but not listenable to care about. The timbre of the vocal qualities are also an important part of it. In the early episodes, there's a lot of not just, you know, I used to do a kind of call-in show type episode that had too many different voices, I think. But I was just learning there. I was just working it out. And I mean, after all, how is this even possible? it shouldn't be possible. The feat of it is impossible. That's another thing I'll do, is at the end, kind of bring it back to the beginning. And that will make it seem like there's been some sort of narrative completion. Even if you think about it, there hasn't been. That was season 5, episode 2 of Sleepy Time Mumbles. How is this even possible? Sleepy Time Mumbles is produced by Noosed Octopus and is created and presented by me, Dan Bain. You can follow the show wherever you follow a show. If you follow a show on a podcast platform, it's on, I reckon it's on all of those, or Facebook or Instagram. I've pretty much given up on the rest of them. And I'd also love to give up on Facebook. So, I don't know. Subscribe to my newsletter. Until next time. Good night. Sleep tight.